Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer in New York City, and I'm sitting here at my bright red desk on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, June 5th, so to speak, of the year 2011. And what we do every week in this show is we talk about what's in the heavens above, how it's feeling down here on Earth, and how to work with the energy productively, helpfully, hopefully, happily, you know, kind of the whole vision thing. So we're going to talk a little bit about the energy, and of course the most important thing that's going on right now is we have eclipses. We are in what's called eclipse season, and what that means is that there's lots and lots of energy flying around wanting us to release things, because the eclipses on the south node, there's three of them this time, there's one that was last week on June 1st, there's another one on June 15th, and there is a third eclipse on July 1st. And each of these eclipses are asking us to let stuff go. They're bringing to light situations. They're showing us things we hadn't seen before in quite the way we've seen them now. And they're saying, release, 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 release. So we're going to find that we're in the mood to release things and to let things go and to say, so long, farewell. Nice to have known you. Hasta la vista, baby. And off we run. Now, in the period in between the eclipses, which is where we are now, we had a new moon at the beginning of the week, the conjunction in Gemini, and that conjunction was trine to Saturn, and it was saying, okay, here's the invitation. You have a choice. Gemini always presents a choice. Saturn always says, what do you want to do? How do you want to work with it? So this trine of Saturn to the eclipse point, the sun and the moon in Gemini, was really an invitation for each of us to say, this is where I want to go. This is what I want to do. In the meantime, it's on the south node. The eclipses are taking place on the south node of destiny, fate, and karma. And so they're saying to you, well, I know this is what you're saying you want. You face this choice, but you do recognize that by making the choice, you're going to let go of something. Something's going to leave when you make the choice to go forward. So there's an energy of letting go wrapped up in this eclipse energy as you're facing the choice. So I have a number of people, coming in and saying, well, gee, you know, my old boyfriend showed up, or my old girlfriend showed up, or I heard from whatever, and I don't really think I want them. I think I want to release them. It's like, good, release them. Let them go. Move forward. This is happening, and I think I want to, yep, let it go. There's a letting go component wrapped in these eclipses. So your job is to say, wow, this is a great offer, great opportunity, looks wonderful, but I need to let this other stuff go to be able to fully embrace the new thing coming in. And so when we look at all the planets clustered around the south node of destiny, we're also looking at them and saying, well, what are we trying to accomplish here? What is our purpose? What is our point? And as the sun comes closer and closer to that south node, which it's going to get to on the 15th of June, which is next week, but we're building up to it, we are moving towards that choice point. Now, the thing that's going to be the highlight of this week, there's a couple of highlights, but the big one, or the big two or three, is that we have Saturn stationing. When Saturn stops in the sky, he calls out to us and he says, I'm stopping and I'm turning around. Now, he has been going backwards since January, and he is evoking the last week in October, first week in November of 2010. So there was a story that you were working on then that Saturn's in the process of wrapping up now. And he's saying to you, what do you want to do about that? So the changes that came into your life in the fall are now, you're at a critical turning point, and you're going to be making decisions about what you want to do. Okay. So in terms of the world, you know, we're seeing it in various and sundry places, and we're also seeing the choices that we made, or the choices that we started to make, or perhaps the changes that came into our life at the last week in October, first week in November, they're now going to start to go forward. And we kind of froze in January. And so we're at this point of, oh, okay, for me to go forward, I need to do this. So now Saturn stops basically 5 days, and he stopped all this week because he stations to go direct on next Saturday, the 12th. So he is just kind of in slow-mo, meaning he's not moving fast, he's dead in the sky, he's at the degree of his station, and he's grinding in. And so if you have something at 10 of the any sign, but particularly 10 of Libra or 10 of the cardinals, Saturn's going to be grinding down on your head in a Saturn kind of way and asking you to make a choice, to say to you, we got to choose now. We have to figure out what our purpose is and figure out what we're doing. And we had that cardinal T-square last summer, and this T-square fills this eclipse time fills out that T-square and sets it off for yet one more time with the last eclipse that we have in July. So we're also back to August, the beginning of August, end of July last year, where you were facing a choice and maybe kind of caught in a bit of a roadblock or a bit of a muddle in terms of what direction to go in. And now the universe is going to say to you, well, everybody's in place now for all these new adventures to commence, and we need you to decide what you're going to do. Now, the south node in Gemini does have a little bit of a tendency to dither. We love dithering because it goes, I don't know. I don't know if I can make the decision. I don't know. What if I make the wrong decision? What if I make the incorrect decision? The way to know if it's an incorrect decision is if you're afraid of it. If you're a little tiny bit afraid of it, you should probably do it. Meaning, like if you're really afraid to quit your job and go and do this new thing, you should probably do it because the new thing is calling you, but you're a little afraid. Saturn is fear. So when he stops in the sky, we often make choices out of fear, or we feel like we're facing a fear-based situation where we have to kind of take that leap of faith. We have to believe that there's a process, there's a purpose, that there's a point. So even though it looks good, we have to kind of say, looks good, but I don't know. So I had a client the other day, and she'd had this very nice guy that she'd been communicating with for a while, came to visit, and found out that he hadn't been 100% truthful about the state of his marriage. But he was also really weird when she was visiting. And the minute she left, he started to be very reactive and very nice and kind again. And, you know, and it was like, well, you know, which one's the real guy? The one that she was visiting, that hadn't been truthful about the marriage and who was really weird when she was visiting. The minute she was gone, then he was like safe to go, oh, I miss you, I want you, I miss you, I want you. Understand that we're all going to be acting, or most of the people, including you, even if you are an astrologer or a study of the heavens, we're all going to be acting from a place where we're going to be looking at our fear and being really confronted with it face on to say, this is what we're being, you know, we're being told, this is what we've amounted to, this is our value, this is our purpose, this is your, what you've actually done in your lifetime. Oh my God. And there's this kind of, oh, I must have done something wrong, or I must be bad, or I must. It's like, no. All Saturn wants is a true accounting. He's like your accountant. He doesn't really care how much you spent on dresses or how much those shoes cost or whether you got it on sale or not. He just wants to know, can he deduct it or not legally? Is it part of the process? Is it part of what you're here to do? So your job is to know. You might be a little anxious about it. You might be a little fear-based, but it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with the choice you want to make. It's about saying, that probably isn't what I want. Some guy who can't talk to me and texts all the time, and who isn't 100% honest about where he is in his marriage. Probably not where I want to be. So then you say, well, do I turn my back on the time spent? Yes. Yes, says the astrologer. Of course, it's easy for me to say, it's not my life. On the other hand, there's a core part, and this is the important thing, there's a core part of you that knows this isn't where you're supposed to be. And you have to listen to that little voice. You have to listen to the little voice say, well, you knew. And the part of you that's justifying or explaining away or acting from a fear position or acting from a less than honorable position to what your soul's purpose is. We're talking high soul. Now we're talking, not talking, you know, the sale at the grocery store. We're talking, you got to report on this. You're at a turning point in your life. And at some point, somebody's going to say to you, so what did you choose? How'd you pick? What'd you do? And you have to say, this is what I chose, and this is why. And even though I wasn't sure that was the right way to go, and I cried and I felt sad and all the other words that go with the Saturn station, I made the choice because I knew it was the best thing for me. And that's where we are. We're making the choice because it's the best thing for us. We're giving ourselves permission to fall in love again with our charts, with our lives, with our purpose, with our passion. And we're saying, you know, I came into this world by myself. I'm leaving by myself. And I might be walking on the next part of the path by myself. But I know that there's a hope and there's a little bit of future. There's something around the corner real soon. And I'm willing to go towards that vision. So as Saturn stops this week, we're all going to be given the choice. Now, the interesting thing with it, you know, Mercury, right after we had the eclipse, Mercury zipped into Gemini. Next, this week, we also have Venus hopping into Gemini. When she goes into Gemini on the 9th, she suddenly gets out of Taurus, and she's very communicative, and she's flirty, and she's chatty, and she's having a nice conversation with everybody. And she's much more related than she... Taurus, she kind of likes to lay around and eat bonbons. But when she goes into Gemini on Wednesday, she's going to be arguing the two different points. And she also has a square to Neptune, which means that she's going to look at the dream that she had, and she's going to see if the dream is changing, coming true, what's actually happening with the dream. Is it still her dream? Now, a lot of times when we're younger, we have a dream, and we get it, or we get some part of it, or we create it somehow. Even if it's not 100% formed consciously, we've created what we wanted, you know. So let's say you had, you know, your parents had a bad relationship, and you kind of looked at their relationship and you went, I don't want that. I don't want to be dependent on someone. I don't want this, whatever. And so you made a point of not being dependent. And you're very independent, in fact. But there's a little part of you that's longing for someone to kind of like help you, you know, not necessarily give up your independence, but you don't want to be so independent anymore. You want someone to rub your feet at night when you come home. You want someone to kind of talk to and figure out things with, and you don't want to be by yourself, even though independence was really what you wanted initially. And you have to adjust that vision. You have to say, well, sometimes we make a choice from the negative, meaning we don't want that. So we run away from it and we create something that isn't that, but it also isn't really what we want. It's just not that thing that we don't want. So this is a really interesting opportunity with all these planets talking to each other and trining each other and saying to each other, well, what is it you want? You know, what is it? And that's the question. That's the question of the eclipses. That there isn't a right or wrong answer. There's an answer that works for you for now. And to say that this is the answer for me for now is the place to stand. And then to say, and what's coming in the future? So I had a young lady here today, and, you know, she's dating a guy, nice enough fellow, but kind of cold, kind of difficult. Doesn't give her what she wants. You know, very good, whatever. She's got a lot of Virgo in her chart, so... She tends to give a lot to him. And we were talking about, like, well, what does she want? And she goes, you know, I don't really know. I haven't really thought about it. But I know whatever it is I want, he's not going to give it to me. You know? And not in a mean way. You know, he's very good at these one thing, this set of stuff, but he's kind of not so good at this other stuff. And sometimes we look to people to give us something that we can give to ourselves, that we're perfectly capable of doing for ourselves. And other times, we look to them and we give them what we want them to give us. And that's a very big awakening, this eclipse. Are you giving someone what you want them to give you? Or are you giving them what they want? And if they were to give you what you wanted, are they giving you what you want? Can you say what you want? And the consciousness that we apply to that process of looking and saying, well, what I want is this. That's where we are right now. We're at a choice point. We're at what's the vision look like? What is it we want to do? Where are we in the process? And it's a very big moment in time. You know, the eclipses, all the new planets are in their positions. So the changes have happened. And now we're at the point of those changes have all taken place. Now we're about to cast off into the new life or into the new energy when Saturn goes direct. And we're going to start building structures. What are the structures you're going to build for yourself? What do they look like? How do they match what you want for yourself? That's the key. How do they match what you want for yourself? And how do they support your dream? Now, I often say to clients when they come and they're worried about something, and I'll be like, well, you know, if it's your dream, it's in your chart. And then I find it for them, and I say, see, it's here, and 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 it's here. And it's usually there quite a few times. And they're like, really? It's in my chart? And I'm like, well, if it wasn't in your chart, it wouldn't be your dream. You wouldn't want it. So the other thing is what's the dream you want that you haven't been giving yourself permission to go towards? What does that look like? What would it be if you gave yourself permission to do it? Now, sometimes we don't go towards the dream because we're afraid we're going to fail. And other times we don't go towards the dream because we're afraid we might get it. We might be successful. And then what would we do? Because we actually got it. Either way, what's the dream? And if you didn't stand in your own way, one way or the other, being afraid to go for it or wanting to go for it, but, you know, being afraid you're going to get it, and then what do you have to do with it? What would happen? And how much of your life are you waiting on? Well, you know, when I lose the next 10 pounds, then I will. When I lose this $20, when I finish this degree, when I finish this up, then I will. The delay in the living of your life. The whole point of life is to live it, and it's going by really fast. And there's this turning point that we're at now where the universe wants you to commit to your purpose and to commit to your path. And the station of Venus into Gemini this week, or the entry of Venus into Gemini, she wakes up and she says, wow, I'm ready for this new path. We also have the Sun joining Mercury. Mercury and the Sun uniting together in Gemini give a singular focus, meaning Mercury loses his perspective when he gets too close to the Sun. It's called combust the Sun, and he becomes very, very focused in terms of what the Sun's ego wants. We also have Saturn, in addition to Saturn station, we have Chiron stationing on Wednesday. And Chiron is stopping at 5 degrees of Pisces. When he stops at 5 degrees of Pisces, he's going to go retrograde for a few months. So what we're going to see is the wound surfacing and saying, this is the wound you carry. We all have one. Everybody has it. When you talk to someone about their Chiron, they often want to punch you in the nose, or they start to cry during the reading. Always be careful, baby astrologers, bringing up someone's Chiron. It's much easier to talk about their Saturn than their Chiron. But the Chiron stopping at 5 and pivoting in this sign of the sacrifice and the sign of spiritual consciousness and the sign of giving yourself permission to pursue your dream. Last time Chiron was in Pisces was 1960 to 68, which really was an awakening for many people of a whole new life, of a whole new dream. It was a new kind of music, certainly, rock and roll. The Beatles, oh my God, what's happening to the world? The world, the music is totally, oh my God. But at the same time, it also was the awakening of the civil rights movement, the women's movement, the gay pride movement. We don't want to be servants anymore. We want equal opportunity. And we see around the world servants waking up, people who are living in servitude waking up and saying, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to stop. I want to change this. It needs to be fixed. And as Chiron stations this week, we're going to be coming aware of that servant energy in our own chart, because it's stationing in the sign of the servant, in the sign of Pisces. And it's saying to you, how do you serve? And what is service? And I remember one of the things that I always thought was a weird Bible story when I was a kid, was Jesus washing the feet of his apostles. You know? the Last Supper, he gets down, he washes their feet, dries them all off, and I'm like, washing their feet. Why would somebody wash their feet? It just didn't make sense as a kid. And then as I got older, and I realized how much your feet hurt after a long day of standing on them, and also what a lovely thing it is to have a pedicure. Not that Jesus was giving them pedicures by any means, but the idea of someone washing and rubbing your feet and saying to your feet, I know you're sore. I know you've walked many miles. I know you've carried me and my body across the world in this lifetime. And I thank you, feet. Okay. So this is a big week for feet. Take care of your feet. Give your feet extra support. Soak them in salt water. Give them a pedicure. Rub them with creams. Take care of your feet, as Chiron stations in Pisces, the sign of the feet. Give them some love. And also that myth, that vision of I'm washing the feet because it shows that I am equal to you. I am a servant to you, but I'm also a partner to you. So the Chiron stationing has a whole partner energy to it that we want to ride with. As it stops, we'll be very aware of the woundedness in the world. We'll also be very aware of the woundedness of the martyr, the woundedness of the feet, the woundedness of the soul, because Pisces rules the soul. And we'll really kind of tune into it. We have a couple other big aspects, but I think the most important are to know that it's about releasing. It's about letting things go that you no longer need. It's about believing in the dream again and adjusting the dream if you need to make the dream match a little better where you are now. The dream you want now is not the dream you wanted when you were 9 years old. It's your 50-year-old, your 40-year-old, your 28-year-old dream. And it was a good dream, but it needs to maybe be tweaked a tad for when Saturn goes forward and he says, okay, ready to build, I'm Saturn, I'm ready to move forward in relationship and partnership, what do you want? And so we have to have an answer for him. So I want you to think this week about what, if Saturn comes to you, well, he is going to come to you. When he comes to you on Saturday and he says, so what do you want? And when your authority figures change this week, when the authorities in your life leave and say, I'm going now, and you go, oh my God, you're my authority. You can't leave. Who's going to be in charge? And your authority turns to you and he says, you were always in charge. Didn't you know it? And the part of you that didn't know you were always in charge now knows you're always in charge. And you're going to take responsibility. And then you're going to have two more eclipses and you're going to really learn how in charge you are. And you're going to be going, okay, I'm in. I'm in charge. I'm in charge of my life. I am. And no worries. It's not horrible time. It's Saturn time. It's the Saturn in air wants us to partner effectively with our lives. Back to 1981, back to 1952, back to when Saturn was in Libra, asking us to redefine partnerships and what partnerships mean to us, and actually even just plain old to define. You know, we grew up with Father Knows Best and Beaver and Wally, or we grew up with, you know, Charlie's Angels and, the vision of Three's Company and, you know, living with your roommates and your friends. What was the vision you grew up with that you thought, this is what I'm going to have? Where are you now? How is it different? What's not done yet? What parts are missing? What parts do you want for the future? What's the new dream? New dream coming in. Eclipses bring in the new dream because they take the old dream out. Eklipen means to leave. It also means to elevate. This is when the understudy takes over for the actress who broke her leg and she goes on to become a famous Broadway star. Or eklipen to leave, when the leader leaves, when the people who are in charge take off, leaving you in charge of your own life. It's a very cool week. Hard week, but very cool week. The energy of the moon. The moon on Monday, June 6th, is in Leo. And the closing aspect is moon square Venus. So it's a little bit of an overdoing energy. which means you're going to be overdoing things. But that's okay. We like the moon in Leo. Aspects are basically nice, with a little bit of a fight that night, Monday night around 10. Moon is void on Tuesday from 11:27 to 3:33 in the afternoon. And then it goes into Virgo. Virgo's nice placement. We like the Virgo placement. And that goes until 4:13 on Thursday morning, bright and early. So it's in Virgo all Tuesday afternoon from 3:30 on and all day Wednesday. Wednesday is a big day. Jupiter sextiles Neptune, so it's very much about the dream and the vision and the idea. The closing aspect is Moon trine Mars, so it gives us permission to take action and to move forward. The Moon is void all day long on Thursday, from 4:13 in the morning to 6:30 at night. Void, void, void. Which means nothing will come of whatever you're doing, but it's a nice try and have a good time. And Moon Venus goes into Gemini at 10:30 in the morning on the 9th, which is a moving forward for Venus. Then the 10th, the Moon is in Libra, and the evening of the Thursday, 6:31 on Thursday, and it goes void at 4:04 in the morning on Saturday morning with a trine to the Sun, which again is a lovely closing aspect. So Thursday afternoon, Friday all day, nice, nice time. Moon goes into Scorpio on the 11th after a long void moon all day long. Moon's void all day on the 11th and 8:30 at night, 8:33 at night. It goes into Scorpio on Saturday night. And it, the void, of course, moon is in opposition to Mars, so it's got a fighting energy or a separating energy. And it's in Scorpio all day on the 12th with a station in stationing Saturn. And the 12th is a busy day. It's got Mercury and the Sun. It's got Venus and Uranus. It's a busy, busy bee. It's also Pentecost, for those of you who are into Pentecost. And, of course, it's Saturn's stationing day. Now, when Saturn stops, we feel his energy 5 days before. So we are going to be working with the creative moon of Leo, the hardworking moon of Virgo, the relationship moon of Libra, and the intense moon of Scorpio. We have two all-day-long void moons. All day Thursday, all day Saturday, and we have pretty decent aspects, not hard, but the station of Saturn is really going to grind into you what your understanding, definition, beliefs around partnership and relationship are. And his station is also bringing us back to the October time frame, also bringing us back to 1981 when you were a little tyke or you were much younger, 30 years younger than you are now. And you know, it's recognizing with a grand trine in air in the heavens that you're supposed to look at the patterns. Athena stationed last week at 15 Aquarius, and she's stationing with the idea being that there's patterns in your life that you repeat time and again, and she's asking you to really understand what your patterns are and to see them clearly. And then once you see them clearly, to decide if you want to keep them. You don't have to get rid of them. You may really like them. Or if you want to let them go, and you may want to let them go, or some of them, and to take that change. Now, because it is a south node, it's a permanent letting go. So it is important for you to say, okay, I'm going to let it go. And it can be very mundane, but it can really provoke major energy, major ideas. So in my case, the South Node is moving through my fourth house, which is my home. And I got, at Christmas time, I got money for new pans because my pans are kind of starting to die. Now, I've had my pans for 35 years. That's a long time to have pans. I got some new pans this week. But as I was packing up the old pans, I realized that all of my adult life I've cooked in these pans. For 35 years I've cooked in these pans. I got them for Christmas when I moved out of my house after I graduated. So they're really old. I mean, they're 35 years old. And, of course, they were dying, not the skillet because I use my cast iron, but my other pans were all not happy. So I got new pans. And it really was an occasion for very deep mourning on some level, because the old pans that represented so many meals are leaving. But I have these new pans that I can look through the glass lids and see how the broccoli's cooking. So there was an anticipation And then there was the sadness. And that's the eclipses. Anticipation and a sadness and a release. So find the things in your life that you need to let go of. Pack them off to Goodwill with a fond memory and maybe a tear or two. And say goodbye. That's the wonderful, wonderful beauty of eclipses. They help us leave. And on that note, British lady spoke, so I'm going to leave. Wishing you a great week. June 5th on. I do think my show will be slightly delayed next week because I have my 35th college reunion. Holy cow, 35 next weekend. So I'm not sure I'll be back in time for the show. So it'll probably be late Sunday or early Monday morning, the 12th. So have a great week, 13th, sorry. Have a great week, and I will talk to you next week. Remember, you're picking, you're choosing, you're getting ready. You don't have to do the leaving yet, but next week you're going to have to say goodbye to something. Take care. Bye-bye.